Hello and welcome to New England Travel, Food, and Home, your podcast from Yankee Magazine. This is our shortest scenic byway. It's only 8.3 miles, and it's in our smallest state, Rhode Island. It was prepared by Ian Aldrich, and Mel Allen is our reader.
I'm Mel Allen, editor of Yankee, and we discovered this 8.3-mile loop brings you classic New England scenery. We call it Paradise Found. The scenic byway in Newport County is an 8.3-mile loop that comprises six streets. It gives you an up-close look at classic New England architecture, tightly constructed stone walls, rolling farmland, and stunning views of the Atlantic Ocean. Newport County is not the agricultural base it was when Europeans first turned the land over to sheep and plows in the 1600s, but it's not been completely shredded by condos and strip development either. Small saltwater farms, vineyards, and pastures are still integral parts of the coastal landscape. The loop begins and ends on Indian Avenue, a straight-as-an-arrow road that cuts through a collection of large, opulent coastal homes. As it dips under a canopy of green, it morphs into Hanging Rock Road, which skirts the Norman Bird Sanctuary. This preserve sits on approximately 350 acres and includes 7 miles of hiking trails. As you drive from the sanctuary, woods give way to water. You can either turn left for the worthwhile diversion of the 242-acre Satchuist Point National Wildlife Refuge, or turn and continue the loop, where Second Beach may just tempt you out of the car. If you can, take your eyes off the sand and water and look straight ahead and up for a dead-on shot of the glass and stone cathedral of St. George's Prep School. This is the architectural centerpiece of the historic 125-acre campus, which offers unmatched views of the water and Newport. From Hanging Rock Road, turn right onto Paradise Avenue, which takes you through neighborhoods and eventually to the loop's other roads, Berkeley, Wyatt, and Peckham. This stretch, which may not be as picture-perfect as the rest, momentarily takes you away from the water, but don't fret. You'll eventually meander back to the sea, past farm animals, strawberry patches, and some of the prettiest coast in all of New England. We've come to the end of this driving tour around Middletown, Rhode Island.
Here are some details of that trip. The Norman Bird Sanctuary at 583 Third Beach Road is open daily and tickets are $5. Get lots more information at 401-846-2577 or online at normanbirdsanctuary.org, O-R-G. Satchuist Point National Wildlife Refuge at 769 Satchuist Point Road is also open daily and it's free. For a refreshment break, Yankee recommends the Atlantic Beach Club at 55 Purgatory Road in Middletown. It's open for lunch and dinner and it's right on the beach. Entrees are $15 to $29 and you can call 401-847-2750 or visit atlanticbeachclub.com. The Inn at Newport Beach is another good suggestion at 30 Wave Avenue. Overnight rates are $129 to $389, including continental breakfast. Call there at 800-786-0310 or go online at inn@nb.com. All that in Middletown, Rhode Island. For a text version of this tour and a small map, visit yankeefoliage.com and click on Scenic Drives. You'll find a podcast link in each of the drives, listen there at your computer, or download to your iPod or MP3 player and take it along when you hit the road. This is Barbara Hall. Thanks for listening.